Basically, we have three kinds of shepherds. Good shepherds who lay the life for the flock. We see Jesus as the example of good shepherd who dies for us. We are important for him. And then they are bad shepherds who really don't care about the flock, who simply use the flock as a means to get rich and for their own benefits. And we see it very clearly in history of the Israel, how many kings were supposed to lead the Israel and guide it. They were using the privilege of being king and shepherds for their own benefits. And then we have the third kind of shepherds, even worse from those bad shepherds, because we can call them nice shepherds. These are the ones who pretend to be good shepherds, but they don't really guide the flock in good way. And I found short poem, paraphrase of the Psalm 23rd, about nice shepherd. So the nice shepherd will say, I am nice shepherd. I never say no to my sheep. They love me and I love them and I do anything they want. When the wolf comes, I smile and say hello and welcome him into the flock because my flock is inclusive and welcoming. Other shepherds are not nice. They are divisive. They have rules for the sheep. They do not accept the wolf and do not let the sheep play with him. I am the nice shepherd. I lay down for the sheep and the wolf. They love me lots and call me by my first name. We love ourselves and we form community. We do not like those other sheep who will not play with the wolf. We do not have them in our flock. We call them names and show them they are unwelcome because they are not welcoming like us. Yes, it is strange to hear such words, that shepherd welcomes the wolf, seems to be welcoming and tolerant. And what happens in today's world? We are overcome by the policy of being nice and tolerant and welcoming everyone, even the wolves who destroy us. And we sell our freedom, we sell our morals, we sell the truth and meaning of life for being tolerant and nice to everyone. And we lost the truth. We cannot be nice shepherds because there are objective truths which God gives us through Jesus Christ and through His church. And we see how the church is the only one, the last one, who protects the truth, who shows that there is a way which Jesus gave us, and this is the way we need to go, because there is no other way to the God. This is why we are so under great attack, because we are not so nice as others who wants everyone, even wolves, to be welcomed into the flock. But from the level of we can go to the level of I. Do I hear the voice of the shepherd? Do I know his voice? Do I know my shepherd? Or rather, whose voice is most familiar for me? Jesus Christ, my shepherd, who is sometimes difficult to follow, whose ways aren't my ways, but who can lead me to the darkest valley of my life? Or maybe the voices which I am familiar are the voices of pop culture, wrong freedom and liberty, or even Satan, who so smart speaks to our heads all the time that you are nobody, that nobody cares about you, that you don't deserve to be loved, that you are not enough beautiful, not enough wise, not enough good. This is not the voice of good shepherds. It's voice of the liar, voice of Satan. So it is difficult first to discern whose voice do I hear. Because if I take the voice of Satan or other wrong shepherds and took them as a voice of Jesus Christ, then I am in troubles. And how easily we are get deceived and we believe those lies which we hear and we follow them, even if they lead us to death and suffering and despair. And good shepherd never leads you without hope. Good shepherd, even he says something difficult, he'll bring you peace and help to accept what he says. Whose voice do I want to hear? Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, who is not so nice sometimes, because he cannot be nice all the time, but he promises me eternal life. Or I prefer to hear other voices, the nice, easy shepherd's voices. It is daily choice whom we follow. So may the Eucharist, the food with our shepherd offer us, bring us strength and renew our love and zeal for our shepherd, that we may follow him and love him and trust him and don't doubt that he is the one good given us by God. Amen.